listening to Real Talk on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
You're on Reality Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Well, there we had it. We saw it in the Olympics, two men in the boxing ring against women, and they tried to call it sport. Those Olympic officials expected us to watch it for the entertainment value. It was horrific. And when we complained, the officials hit back, defending both their decision and the men boxers. They actually tried to make the men boxers the victims. And people like me, we were the bigots. Putting men into the boxing ring with women is supposedly being inclusive. No, it's not. It's about hating women. Because you wouldn't sanction those fights if you cared for women and for women's sports, because this is going to destroy women's sport. Why would a young girl dedicate herself to a sport when she's always going to get beaten by a man? And though women fighters in the Olympics could easily have been permanently injured or killed. Look, you can put a man in a dress, but he's still a man, and you can dress misogyny and inclusion, but it's still misogyny. It seems to me that those in charge are overlords, that they hate women. They're out to destroy them. There's no other way to view what is happening. There's just a distinction between men and women is being destroyed, and so women are being destroyed. They are women haters, and they're men haters, and they actually hate transvestites. Because why else would they go to such lengths to stigmatize transvestites through their woman hatred? But I think it's deeper than that for those in power, because those in power love power. And to have that power, they must weaken us. And so they tell us lies as truth. They preach vice as a virtue. They tell us up is down and day is night. How about this one? This is from the Otago Daily Times. This is about a fellow called Pierre John Parsons, who at 18 tied up a 12-year-old girl in a public toilet and violently raped her. Parsons admitted having sex with a disabled teenager and molesting a 4-year-old girl. Never got into trouble for that, though. But Parsons now has transitioned to be a woman. Oh, how convenient. And so the authorities, including the Otago Daily Times, now refer to Parsons as a she, as in, quote, she tied up a 12-year-old girl in a public toilet and violently raped her. Well, I shouldn't laugh because it's so horrific. I don't know why I laughed. It's terrible that I laughed. But it's so mad. No, she didn't. He did. But you see the trick? They're making a woman out to be a rapist. No, it's a man that did the raping. And Parsons is no more trans than I'm a 100-meter world sprint champion. He's a sexual predator and opportunist. Let's make it blunt. Parsons illustrates, he's illustrative of the opportunist rapist that Prime Minister Luxton is inviting into our wives and into our daughters' changing rooms and toilets. And indeed, Luxon is using the power of the state to stop us men and the police from using necessary force to stop these rapists. It's Luxton, because he could put an end of this madness today if he chose to. Easy. We can't. We can't change the rules. But we'll do what it takes to protect our women folk. But that just means that we'll be the ones that go to jail. There was a lovely lady in my electorate who opened her house up each month as a safe place for transvestites to meet and to share concerns. I had a standing invitation to come along as the local MP, and some months my best evenings were spent at those meetings, because the transvestites were without doubt the most empathetic, sweetest souls I have ever met. And their world made my world seem easy and trouble-free. Many of them were prostitutes, and they were constantly abused by men. This was 20 years ago or so, and one of them took me aside and warned me of the radicals hijacking the transvestite cause for political purposes. I didn't understand that warning, but I do now. I also got very close to Georgina Beyer. We were trained together for charity dances, and I'd lift her up way over my head with her terrified that I'd drop her. I never did, and we had a lot of fun and we became good friends, actually. That was when the Labour Party had fallen out of love with her and she'd fallen out of love with the party. Notice I used her and she. I did that because that's what Georgina wanted. And in doing that, I never felt as though I was disrespecting woman, my mum or my sisters or my daughters. Because Georgina never pushed to go into women's sport or women's private places. The whole time I was with Georgina, we never talked about transgenderism. It just wasn't the thing. But she never, ever said she was a woman. She knew exactly who she was. She was a man who desperately wanted to be a woman. And she was very respectful of both men and women. I liked her and I enjoyed her company very much. I tell all this to explain that transvestites are very much victims of the ideological inclusion cult, as everyone else. And sadly, transvestites are suffering the blowback from opportunist rapists declaring themselves women, and dead sportsmen who get a thrill out of beating women and destroying sport. So to me, the Olympics are woman-hating top to bottom. So is our government and corporations touting the inclusion credentials. Oh, I know they'll say they're not, but we see the male boxers beating women, and we see the paedophile rapists being allowed into female toilets in the changing rooms, and we draw the obvious conclusion. They're wanting women to be hurt. Oh, they'll say they just want to keep their job and be socially accepted, but that doesn't excuse you. They put their jobs and their social status above the prevention of serious harm to women and to girls. And so here's what we need to do. We, all of us, we need to put on our brave pants and stick up for women. And women too. They need to stick up for women, not just go along with the crowd. And as for Chris Luxon, well, he just needs to find a peer. You're on Reality Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Remember, you can send us a text 2057, email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. Thank you for listening.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.